You want to read with us tonight? We're going to read some out of the 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis 32. Very familiar scripture, I know we're going to read tonight. Just pray for us. Just a few minutes. We're going to start with the first verse, and yeah, we're probably going to read it all. It says, and Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. He commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob said, thus I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses and flocks, and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels, into two bands, and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, the God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their coats, 40 kine, 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. He delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, pass over before me, put a space betwixt drove and drove. He commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau, my brother, meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, Whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold also, he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, On this manner shall you speak unto Esau when you find him. And say ye moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So went the presence over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. He rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. He said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. I could probably read another chapter or two, but I'm not going to tonight. This, as we've already said, it's very familiar tonight, very familiar scripture. There's not a whole lot that I could probably tell you about this scripture that you hadn't already heard, and I'm not really going to try to. But we got just a thought that we'd like to leave with you tonight. Lord, help us for just a minute. I thought about, you know the story, and how that Jacob had went off down to the land of Laban and got him a wife down there at the bidding of his father, Isaac, because he told him not to take no wife of that of the Canaanites. And so he went down there and he stayed several years, about 20, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And Jacob had told Laban before he left down there, he said, You've changed my wages 10 times since I've been down here. And y'all know the scripture, how that the Lord blessed Jacob. Now, I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit, if I may, for just a minute. Jacob had some good uprisings, being that of the son of Isaac and that of the grandson of Abraham. I can't help but to believe in the journeys of Abraham and Isaac that Jacob seen some things out of his father and his grandfather that helped him make some choices in life. And I want to talk to us just a little bit tonight about the power of a good life. The power of a good life. Abraham, as we all know, God told him to get out from among his kindred. And Abraham believed God. The Bible says it was counted unto him for righteousness. There was something about that of Abraham that believed God. And he trusted God. And God blessed him. Come along, and Isaac, his son, you'll find in Isaac's journey that Isaac traveled a lot of the places that his father Abraham did. And he run into some of the same obstacles that his father Abraham did. And he went without water a lot of times. And the Bible says that he digged again the wells of his father Abraham. He remembered where the good wells were. And God blessed Isaac. He most certainly did. And Isaac, you know, had Esau and Jacob. And Esau sold his birthright to his younger brother Jacob. And his mother was privy to that. There's some things that went on in Isaac's life, my friend, that he might not have known altogether. But God blessed Isaac on his journey because he done some of the same things his father had done. Listen, it's nothing wrong this evening to follow in the footsteps of a good man. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. These people today, I begin to think, my friend, if men, women, boys and girls would take notice to how they're raised and how God had blessed their parents, my friend, I can't help but to believe that they'd try to follow in the footsteps. Don't you? Power of a good life. Power. Brethren, none of us can deny the fact that Abraham had power with God. He most certainly did. God blessed him. He blessed him. He told him he'd have children, my friend, just like the sands of the sea for number. And the truth of it is, they're still being born. Yes, they are. Now, I ain't talking about Israel. There's something to be said, folks. There's something to be said for men and women that have followed a good report. That have followed, my friend, good news. That have followed a good way. We're all individuals. God knows we are. We all want to be independent, my friend, from our parents. We don't want to be exactly like them. And brethren, lo and behold, we wind up just like them. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Spite all. Spite all. I'd like to say, my friend, that I never had made a mistake. But I can't say that. Can you? I'd like to say that my parents had never made a mistake. I can't say that either. But I want you to know there's something to living a good life. Power. Power. Brethren, it brings power that you cannot do away with. Yes, it does. There's something, my friend, to living right. Living right. I mean, brethren, that you know in your heart to be right, my friend, according to the Word of God. There's power in it. Yes, they are. We've got folks, my friend, and I'm just going to be plain with you. You say, preacher, we've changed. Things have changed. You just going to have to change with it. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't changing. Preacher, you mean to tell us you ain't going to change? I'm not going to change. There's something, my friend, that God has showed me, and thank God I'm going to stick with it, folks. Yes, I am. It's been worth it. It's been worth it. I think a lot of times, my friend, that we've got this thing a little bit backwards sometimes. I want you to know, brethren, that Abraham faced some things that he didn't make some right decisions about. Yes, sir. Isaac done the same thing, and Jacob did also. Jacob wasn't a perfect man, brethren, but God blessed Jacob because Jacob recognized God. There's something to that. There's something to recognizing God and His way tonight. His way. Not our way. Brethren, His way. We got too many folks want to change things. We got things, my friend. We want to bring everything that the world's doing in here. Listen. Listen, folks, it don't work with God. Read your Bible tonight. He told Moses was a good man. Bible says Moses was faithful in all his house. You want to have power with God, you live a good life. Brethren, it will tell on you tonight. Yes, it will. Why do you think that God told Moses before they went through the land? He said, you see that the people, my friend, don't mix. Yeah. Huh? Don't mix. Listen, you say, preacher, does anything goes today? Yes. You look at the mess you're in. Most of us. Yes, sir. I can't help it tonight, church. Brethren, we have allowed a lot of it. We can't blame nobody. We can't point the finger. No, sir. These things, my friend, I'm not one of these. Never have been. My friend, where I preach on a lot of things, my friend, that going on, but I'm going to tell you something, I might have to. Yeah, I might have to. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm talking about the power of a good life. Brethren, you want power with God or you want power with this world? I'm going to prove to you, you can have both, but you got to be right with God to get it. Yes, sir. You think I've lost my mind? He said he saw God face to face. He wrestled with a man. What'd that man tell him? He said, what's thy name? He said, thy name is Jacob. He said, thy name no longer Jacob. You shall be called Israel. Yes, sir. Think about it. He said, because thou hast had power with God and with man. Is that what he told him? You don't think you can have power with both? Amen. Folks, you're going to have power with God first. Amen. Foremost. Amen. Gotta be right. Amen. Thank God if you ain't, you got no power at all. Amen. Preacher, where'd you get this message? You wouldn't believe me if I told you. Power with God and power with man. That's what he told him. Power. You say, preacher, I don't want no power. Yes, you do. The truth of it is, you want respect. And you can't have respect, my friend, unless you earn it. Amen. Preacher, listen. The power of a good life. Jacob, you don't think Jacob, my friend, had troubles and trials and issues? Laban changed his wages 10 times. 10 times. That's what he told him. He's changed things around on me. We have somebody to look at us cross-eyed and we won't quit. Huh? About the truth? Well, they don't like me down there. I'm not trying to be funny, but it's a fact. They don't do like I want them to do down there. I got news for you. I preach to a lot of people that don't do like I want them to do. But if they'll do what God has them to do, brethren, they'll make way. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. There's no way in this world, my friend. I'm just going to be plain as I know how to be. Brethren, you can't live like the world and sing like a mockingbird on Sunday morning. It don't work. It don't work. Hear me. You know what's happened to us? We've got too much world in us to begin with. Preacher, you just old fogey. Call me what you want to. I'm still going to preach it. Glory to God! That ain't going to stop me tonight. You think I thought my friend Jacob and the things that Jacob went through, worked 7 years for Rachel. When it come time to get her, he didn't get her. It ain't the custom. Do you know why Jacob was so fearful of Esau? He hadn't seen the man 20 years. And the last words that they had wasn't too good. Esau wasn't in a good place. No, he wasn't. I'm going to tell you something. You can read it for yourself. It's in the book, my friend. God blessed Esau. Give him the land of Edom. He didn't go without a blessing. No, he didn't. But he didn't get to use his blessing like Jacob did. There's a difference. Why, preacher, though, Laban done Jacob wrong. Yeah, but God was with him. God was with him. I couldn't tell you how many times I wanted to quit my job. I couldn't tell you how many times I could have bit a nail into. Yes, sir. My boss, and I knowed him, went to school with him. Some days, my friend, I could have wrung his neck. Darrell, you say, preacher, you a preacher, and you telling all this. I want you to know that he upset me so much. And I was just going to quit. Yeah. Then the Lord get talking to me. Tell me how much of a shame that I ought to be. And that I didn't get that job no way. Huh? Listen. You might not believe that. I do. I worked at that place for years, my friend, because I was where I was supposed to be. Didn't like it all the time. You think Jacob liked it every time old Laban changed his mind? Changed his mind. Worked 7 years, going to get Rachel. Didn't get Rachel. Not right offhand. Got Leah. He said, this is the custom. He said, you fulfill her week. Now, there's a difference. I could get into all that, but I ain't going to. I want you to know, my friend, there's power in living a good life. There's power. Power. And I ain't talking about, my friend, power that you'd use to hoard over somebody. Brethren, there's power with you and with God. And you know the difference. If you've ever felt, it, how close, how many times does it talk in the Bible, my friend, where a man had wrestled with God? He wrestled with him all night long, didn't he? Come morning, man said, let me go. He said, I ain't letting you go, not till you bless me. He needed something, Steve. Brethren, I'll tell you tonight, when we get to the place we need something, we will not quit until we get it. I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Spiritually as much as naturally. You want to see the face of God? You have a power of a good life. Live right. Do right. You say, preacher, you're talking to the cream of the crop. What in the world? Why don't you bring this message some other time? If God give it, I will. But tonight I've got it, and I'm just going to preach it to you. Preacher, you don't give us no credit. I want you to know you're probably the strongest that we've got. And I'm going to preach to you. The power of a good life. Does it mean anything to you? Does it mean anything to you to live for the Lord? I had a couple of friends that I'd spend the night with when I was young. Their daddy was a prisoner of war, World War II. He was a man that didn't say a whole lot, didn't have a lot of talking to do. But he was a man that expected his sons to listen to him. Abide by what he said. And it didn't matter whether they had two friends over or whether they had ten. It come bedtime, he'd gather us boys around. He'd go in there and we'd be playing. He said, "Boys, come on." And we'd gather around that living room and he'd sit down and he'd pick that Bible up and he'd get the reading out of it. Every night. Every night. It didn't matter. Come what may. He didn't miss it. I've never seen his two sons, and I was around them a lot. We played ball together a lot, football, baseball, basketball, all kinds of ball. And I've never seen neither one of them boys say one strong word to their dad. Us boys get a little rowdy playing ball sometimes. We got too rowdy, he'd be out of that house. And he'd come out there and he wouldn't get all over you. He'd just say, "Now boys, let's simmer it down. If you can't play right, go home." That's the words he said. "If you can't do this thing right, go home. We're not going to have all this mess." Yes, sir. They was some respect. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. There's power in good living. The man had a reputation around town. Yes, he did. A good reputation. He was a good man. Listen, folks, it don't take but one bad little mistake sometime to ruin your whole life. Amen. Preacher, Amen. It ain't that serious. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Have you ever been? I've never been way away from the Lord. I just hadn't. I've never ventured too far out in left field. But I can tell you what little bit I did, the very first words I heard is, "Not this way." "Not this way." I didn't hear them when I got out there. I heard them before I got out there. He said, "Not this way." Have you ever been? Have you ever been? I'm going to tell you. I'll just tell you what I done. I loved to play ball. Played it all my life. They got up a little old team over there, and I've told them, I don't know how many times, I ain't playing on Sunday. Of course, you get a big game, we got to have you. And I was young, but I was old enough to know what was right and what wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, one Sunday evening, I went and played ball with them. Didn't go to church. Yeah. Preacher, that's really bad. Well, it was bad on me. I felt bad. I'm telling you, I felt bad. I felt terrible. Because I had never done that. Had never done that. Have you ever been so far out that you just thought the Lord wouldn't go forgive you. Preacher, that ain't bad. If that's all you ever done, that ain't what I'm talking about. You missing the whole mark. I had no business going, number one. And I went. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. You know where my power went? My power with the Lord. The chances of me wrestling with Him one night wasn't going to be too good. Do you know that? You think He wrestled with Jacob, brethren, because Jacob was way out in left field? Folks, Jacob was right in tune with God. He was on his way home, coming home, because the Lord had told him, come back into his father's land. And I want you to know that I got in such shape. Steve, I couldn't even hardly sing a song. And I didn't go too far, but I probably went about 3 or 4 weeks carrying that load, carrying that guilt. Preacher, y'all didn't have church some of them nights, no, but some of them we did. And that's where it come into play with my life. And I really got to the place I wondered if the Lord would forgive me of what I'd done. I lost all my power. I'd lost all my power. I'd lost all my innocence, if you'll have it. Sitting in the pew, I felt like a lost man. Huh? Felt awful. Preacher'd preach, and I just hang my head. But one Sunday night, my friend, I come to this altar. And you know what I told the Lord? I said, Lord, you forgive me, and I'll never do it again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was about 22 year old, I guess, at that time. 1920. Something like that. I'm 70, and I ain't never missed another playing ball. No, sir. Made a believer out of me. You know that? Made a believer. There's things. You say, preacher, what'd you tell all that for? I'm going to tell you why. There's things that we allow in our lives that ought not to be there. It don't have to be a big thing. It don't have to be a big thing. I've preached this down through the years, and I'll still preach it. There ain't no sin in that ball. You can't have a little softball, football, baseball, basketball. There ain't no sin in that ball. None whatsoever. But brethren, when it comes to the place that we know to do good and do it not, what does the Bible say? It becomes sin. It becomes sin. It don't matter what it is. Does not matter what it is. There's things. The Bible says it like this. It says there's things that have crept in unaware. But you know what? In this day and hour, most of it's not unaware. It's crept in. Folks, I'm just going to be as plain and as honest as I know how to be tonight. We're dealing with things we should not deal with. We're dealing with things. You say, preacher, I ain't dealing with nothing. Folks, there's things going on that should not be going on. There's things that's come in of the world. of the world. Jacob, you can go on and read in the 33rd chapter. You know what he done. He separated his two wives and his children and all and sent them around. What happened when he met Esau? The scripture says that Esau ran and embraced him. Did he not? The man that he feared, God had told him that night that he wrestled with him. He said, I'll make you just as the sands of the sea. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to be with you. Moses was faithful in all his house. That's what the book says. You go around through the scriptures, and I'm not got time and not going to tonight get into all that. But you take Samuel. I think sometimes we think that it's automatic. We take our children to the house of God and we raise them up in the house of God and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord and the fear of God. And we raise them up, and when they get aged, they run away. They go away. They flee away. Not all. Not all. But a lot. Look around. Just look around. They want to be their own person. They want to do their own thing. And the truth of it is, we're living in a society that talks the talk, but they do not walk the walk. You hear me? A lot of our country churches is struggling. A lot of them. A lot of them's closed. A lot of them's near closed. A lot of them don't have young people at all. At all. What do you think's going to happen? What do you think? You say, preacher, it's because of all that hard preaching they has preached to years ago. That won't hold water. That won't hold water. I had a preacher's son tell me. He looked at me and he said, Randy, he said, my daddy's the reason that I'm in the shape I'm in. I said, that's a bunch of bull. That's just what I told him. I said, you're in the shape you're in because of your choosing. Yes. And it's a fact. Yes. I knowed him. Knowed him well. His brother done the same thing, run off. When he'd get ready to come back to the Lord, he'd come by the house. His name was Donnie. I don't mind telling you. The other's name was Randy. Donnie had come to the house and he'd sat down and he'd talk to you about the book just as straight as an arrow. He knowed it. But he couldn't leave the world alone. You hear me? Couldn't leave the world alone. Had him. Had him. I told him, I said, Donnie, I said, there ain't but one thing for you. And I said, that's repentance. It's the only thing in this world will work. I told him that more than once. I loved him like a brother. Honestly. Loved him like a brother. Repentance. Well, preacher, we don't want to repent. That's the problem. We don't want to fix the problem. We just want to put a Band-Aid on it. I preached one time about putting a Band-Aid on an incurable wound. It's what folks want. I started having problems with my feet, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at it, and he thought I was going to lose them. two or three doctors thought the same thing. Had a vascular doctor say the same thing. Sent me down to the wound clinic. They started cutting on them toes. Cutting. I looked at him. I said, "What in the world are you doing?" He said, "Well, we got to find out if there's any blood coming down there." He said, "You've been here 2 weeks." He said, "I ain't got none yet." I thought, well, that ain't good. That ain't good. Went two or three more weeks. I think it's about the fifth week. They cut on it, and here come a little blood. I said, "Thank you, Lord." I still got them. Still got them. Listen to me. When you don't feed things spiritually, it happens just like it does naturally. It will die. You hear me? We need to cut ourselves and see if we got any blood flowing. Spiritually. Spiritually. If we're spiritually right with God, then we've got power in good living. Yes, we have. And I can't help but to believe that the Lord will show himself to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll talk to you. Yes, he will. You can think what you want to. I was in Swanee, Georgia when the Lord started dealing with me about this message. Took me about 2 hours to get home. Thought I was going to be late. Lord kept saying, "It's going to be all right. Going to be all right. I can't help it tonight. It's what I have. It's what I got." You read about Samuel and see how good Samuel was. Did you know that Samuel's sons didn't turn out like him? No, they didn't. No guarantees. No guarantees. And I sure like the odds, my friend. When you bring them as long as you can. You teach them right. I told my own son, I said, "Son," he was in running with a crowd that I didn't like. I didn't know them, but I didn't like them. I know that. And I told him, I said, "Son," I said, "there's an old proverb that I was always told, that if you sleep with the dogs, you'll wind up with fleas." Several months rocked on. He is married, folks. I didn't care. He is married. A few months rocked on. My phone rung one morning. It was him. He said, "Daddy," he said, "I need to talk to you." I said, "I'll be right there."
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
"I'll be right there."
Amen.
He said, "You told me," it's exactly what he said, "you told me you sleep with the dogs, you'll wind up with fleas." Big old tears coming out of his eyes. I said, "Son, there's a remedy, though."
Yeah.
There's a remedy.
Yeah.
Huh? Lord, it still works, folks. Repentance. It still works. You say, "Preacher, you're just too hard on your children." Lord, help me. Lord, help me. If I had 3 more to raise, I'd raise them exactly like I did the first. Yep. Cool. Yes, sir. Preacher, you just done everything right? No.
No.
I didn't make all the right decisions.
Mm-mm.
But I'll promise you one thing. I tried to make some prayerful decisions.
Amen.
Prayerful. Yes, sir. Prayerful. You can't live with them, Steve. The power of good living, or of living good, any which way you want to look at it. Jacob was a perfect example of having power with God and with man. Folks, because of his attention between him and God, it still works. Hope you got something out of the message. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.